This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to the Daily Digest on the Bigger Picture. I'm T. Shao Ik with Kelly Anisa and Sharmila Gunnison on today's show.
It's really easy for people to misunderstand or perceive a message wrong when it's written down. So we're wondering, are we overusing exclamation marks? Well, I had to. So take a look at some of your recent work emails and let us know what you think.
And in our second story, would you be willing to boycott flying to reduce your carbon footprint? Sweden has invented a word for this, flygskam, which means flight shame. But would it work for us here in Asia?
And on Twitter, we're asking you in relation to our first story, do you use exclamation marks in your work emails? Your options are yes, it's friendlier. No, it's unprofessional. Only with work friends, or I use emojis. So you can join the conversation by tweeting us at BFM Radio, or you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or call us at 03-7733-2900.
Meanwhile, here's the Beatles with Twist and Shout.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was Twist and Shout by The Beatles. And before we get into our first story, here's a throwback clip to get a taste of what we'll be discussing.
What?
No, it's nothing.
Yeah, what is it?
It's nothing.
Tell me.
Well, I was just curious why you didn't use an exclamation point.
What are you talking about?
Well, see right here? You wrote Myra had the baby, but you didn't use an exclamation point.
So?
It's nothing. Forget it. You know, I just found it curious.
Wait, what's so curious about it?
Well, I mean, if one of your close friends had a baby and I left you a message about it, I would use an exclamation point.
Well, maybe I don't use my exclamation points as haphazardly as you do.
So you just listened to a clip from Seinfeld, which brings us into our first story about the overuse of exclamation marks. So the BBC recently published a piece on this, and you know why unnecessary use of this enthusiastic punctuation can come off as, you know, an eagerness to please others. Mm. So for those of us who write work emails often, especially if you're like me, Shawik and Sharmila can both attest to this, you will notice, you know, exclamation marks in your, you know, previous written interactions. So writing things like thanks, no worries, or looking forward.
Okay. Yes, Kelly, that's exactly how I read it in my head when you write it.
That I sound a little bit too overexcited too.
Especially when you're sitting right across from me.
Yes. So according to the author of the article, we make these micro decisions about how to accommodate our recipients, you know, when we address, punctuate and clarify these ideas in real time. Mm. So, and this is where decades of conditioning, you know, creep in along with that anxiety driven need to be liked by others.
Aww.
Yeah. So it wasn't so long ago that a single exclamation point still felt extreme, right? I remember when I was in school, like you would only have to write that like when you're angry or when you're like super excited. I'm not super excited when I say thanks.
What? You're not? I'm so disappointed when you say, see you.
See you. I mean, I'm excited to see you. So one grammar guide from 2005 says that the exclamation point, quote, indicates extreme pain, fear, astonishment, anger, disgust, or yelling, end quote.
Yes, things have changed a little bit since 2005, I think. Mm-hmm. But let's go back to the basics, right? So when do we actually use exclamation points? Mm-hmm. Exclamation points were originally called the note of admiration. Mm. They are still to this day used to express excitement. They're also used to express surprise, astonishment, or any other, I suppose, strong emotion. Mm. So any, you know, exclamatory sentence can be properly followed up by an exclamation mark so that you can emphasize the emotion that the sentence is expressing.
So Deborah Tennan, a professor of linguistics at Georgetown University, had said in another article that all of these quirks of social media that we use today, so including things like exclamation points, but also, you know, writing in all capital letters and repetition of letters, which I'm guilty of, Those are the three main ones that we use in social media communication to show enthusiasm. People are using more of these today. Yeah. And this sort of inflation is a natural linguistic phenomenon that regularly happens to words. Like how the word awesome was once reserved for that which truly struck awe.
Yeah. Yeah.
But is now basically a verbal thumbs up. You know, let's go for lunch. Awesome. And this time it's happening to punctuation.
Yeah. I noticed that when it comes to awesome, you usually use to say it with the exclamation point as well. But now it's just like, awesome.
So it's just a normal awesome, yeah. Not an amazing
not an
awesome.
Amazing yeah. awesome, yes. So another linguist, Gretchen McCulloch, she studies online communication. She said that these days the single exclamation mark is being used not as an intensity marker, which it used to be, but as a sincerity marker. Mm. So for example, if one ends an email with thanks, one exclamation mark, it doesn't necessarily mean you're shouting. It's likely to, you're just trying to convey that you're being sincerely thankful.
Is that what you're doing, Kelly?
Yes, of course.
Sincerely, thanks.
I mean, I do notice that lately I use two exclamation points as well.
She's ramping it up.
I was like, thanks. I'm very grateful, that means. So this overuse of exclamation marks is especially the case for women who actually use them more than men.
Right. Is that shown in research?
Yeah. Mm. So it was shown in a 2006 study where researchers analyzed 200 exclamations used in professional discussion groups and found that females used 73% of the exclamation marks.
Mm.
So the study concluded. Sorry, the study concluded.
You're very busy figuring out where to put your exclamation marks.
Yes, this is not normal for me. I'm very monotonous today. So the study concluded that women who use these exclamation marks more often than men do that in order to convey friendliness in their professional interactions.
Right.
So okay. Here is a clip from the Wall Street Journal explaining the use of exclamation marks in women.
They use exclamation points to seem
warm, enthusiastic, friendlier.
The other commonality? The expectations are different for men and women.
The more powerful a man is in business, the less punctuation they use. In fact, some of the most powerful men I've communicated with don't even bother to put a period at the end. Men aren't trying to please. Women are trying to please and make you feel cozy and good just to read their email. And it's a terrible idea.
There are studies that show that women are expected to be friendly and nurturing in a workplace. And when we are not, we can be penalized for that in our reviews, penalized for coming across as too aggressive or too harsh.
So the same video also tried to explore when is it ideal to use exclamation points, in the workplace especially. So here are some thoughts that the woman in the video had to say about that.
My advice to women is lean into the punctuation. Don't be afraid of adding it. In the end, you're going to be understood better, and that's a good thing.
When I get an email from a woman who uses a lot of exclamation points, I assume she's insecure. I assume she's a poor communicator. I make the assumption that she is going to ask me for something she doesn't expect to get because she's trying so hard. It diminishes your power if you're a woman and using exclamation points. You're far better off with the simple period. If you're trying to have a subordinate do a task that you as the boss don't think they're going to be happy about, if you just lay it out, I want you to do this, it sounds cold and heartless. If you lay it out differently and say, I know you're not going to be that happy to hear this, but, and you get an exclamation point at the end of it, people take it better and they don't think that you are lacking the appreciation for the position they're in, which is they don't want to do it. That's all my advice.
So we also asked others what their thoughts are on the use of exclamation marks, especially when it comes to professional communication. We asked whether it makes them feel friendlier, more approachable, and whether it actually matters.
Using too much exclamation mark definitely makes you feel like it's less professional because you bring emotionals to the workplace. Yeah.
I try not to convey anger with exclamation marks, just excitement and enthusiasm.
I think it's too pushy.
Not really, unless it's out of excitement. Depends on what the person is saying. It could come off really rude.
Okay, it depends on what they say, I guess. Because if they're saying, like, you did something wrong, you know, there's an error, then if people are like, exclamation, it's like, okay, I know I'm in trouble. But if it's something like, you know, oh, I can't wait to see you tomorrow, like, yay, you know.
Honestly, the fact that I'm a woman, I know gender shouldn't be a thing, but I think it's a thing. It's more forgiving to other people when you're a woman and you use exclamation marks, I feel like. People take it less personally, or they just think it's friendly.
But I think times have also changed, right? We're talking to different people right now of different generations, and it's quite all right to put expressions into your email, because sometimes the tone, if a person is in a bad mood, could read a sentence and think that it could be an insult. And I understand that when it's in a written sort of way, that you don't want any misinterpretation.
And yes, the last one was Frida Liu from our enterprise team.
So Frida deserves a few exclamation marks of her own.
Yes. So on social media, we are asking you, do you use exclamation marks in your work emails? 38% of you have said no, it's unprofessional. 34% of you have said only with work friends, followed by 15% who said I use emojis, and 13% who said yes, it's friendlier.
All right. So do take that poll at BFM Radio. Keep sending us your thoughts there, or you can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-773-2900.
Yeah,
I personally am not a fan of exclamation marks. Used sparingly, it's fine. Mm. But really, if I see too many of it in an email and used in the wrong context, I'm going to think that the person just doesn't understand how to use it appropriately, you know?
Mm. I think it was someone in the video just now that you played, Kelly, that said she assumes that the person's not a good communicator. Or
not confident.
And I tend to do that too. Like when I get emails from people and there are too many exclamation marks, I automatically think that they're inexperienced. I automatically think that they must not be great at doing what they do. And it does happen. Like there are people who barely know me who will write me letters saying, hey, Sharmila, we'd like to invite you to blah, blah, blah. And there's just, I'm like, but that's not really necessary though, because this is a work context, right?
So it
does create that impression.
So when I say thanks to you.
No, that's different, I think. One exclamation point is still...
Yes. And like I said, sparingly, right? So if you have couched a professional sounding email, you know, you've gotten your points across, and then you just say thanks at the end, that's fine.
Yeah, and for me... I know it's not about wanting to be liked, at least. I know that I always worry that I'm coming off as rude. Like, okay, sure, I'll see you later or something. When you're reading it, it just sounds so blunt, especially when I'm talking to someone I'm not that familiar with.
Mm-hmm. I wonder whether it's also just a change in how we communicate in general, because now we communicate so much in text.
And in short text.
And we also have such... non-work related conversations on WhatsApp and so on. And in those, we use so much of, we use so many sort of markers of emotion that when we take those away, suddenly it feels, like you said, it feels too formal. It feels too emotionless.
I mean, like as Frida said, if you're asking someone to do something and if someone just someone could misunderstand it, you never know where it's coming from.
But because in these forms of communication, there's less room for context.
Yes. I mean, then some of us use emojis as well.
Some of us, she says.
My feelings about emojis would be the same. In fact, I really reserve emojis for casual conversations.
The gender thing to me is also interesting because I will admit I have noticed that the exclamation points and even other things like, and there are articles and research done about this, saying things like, I'm sorry, but I'd like to ask you, can I just ask you? These are all very common to women. Much fewer men do things like use exclamation marks because they get to the point and they're used to making their point known without having to sort of layer it with niceness.
And men are not judged for that.
Usually. Yeah, and I was reading doing research for this. I was reading some articles online about how some women are expected to come off as more warm and nice in the workplace, especially because for many of them and for many different fields, that's still something they struggle with, right? For that promotion or to just get employed. So they feel the need to overcompensate in other ways by being extra nice.
And also just the simple fact that we still largely live in a world where a man sort of saying what he thinks or going out and getting what he wants is viewed acceptable. Much more acceptable. And when a woman does it, it's often viewed as aggressive or too forward. And that's why so many women have been conditioned to need to
use these kinds of.
Yeah.
I mean, now that makes me think a lot about how I type my messages.
when I was around your age, I consciously looked through my emails and cut out the justs. I used to use a lot of justs. I'm just writing to tell you, or could I just trouble you too? Oh. And then I read an article talking about how you shouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And I went through, every time I wrote an email, I consciously looked at it to make sure I took it out.
Phrase, right? Could I trouble you too? Wow, from exclamation points to gender. That's where all this goes. Okay, and we will be discussing flight shaming in our second story. That's another issue that I think will garner a lot of exclamation marks as well. But first, here's a song not usually played on rotation, but we just had to do it because we feel that it's one of those songs that's sung entirely with exclamation marks all over it. Here's the Spice Girls with Wannabe on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.